This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for December 2020. Our radio show guest is Gerald Jerry Plassman, mathematician, computer scientist, engineer, modeler, and musician. He is passionate about developing and applying his God-given talents in the service of both world and local communities, his family, and other individuals he may help through science, the arts, as well as economic and spiritual support. Jerry, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Frank. It is my pleasure to join you.
Jerry, where were you born, what were your parents' names, and where were you raised?
I was born in Napoleon, Ohio, on December the 16th, 1946. My parents were Eldor George and Marie Anna E. Loudon Plassman. I was raised in Napoleon, Deschler, and Ashland, all small towns in Northwest Ohio.
Did your parents play musical instruments?
Yes, my mother played piano during high school, and my father played accordion in local polka bands and sang tenor in the church choir.
Did your siblings play musical instruments, and did you play chamber music with your parents or siblings?
I have two sisters, Kay, 16 months younger, and Joy, 16 months older. They both played clarinet through high school. Joyce and I played duets at home, and we both sang in school and church choirs, the latter with my father.
What was your favorite subject, Jerry, in elementary, middle school, and high school?
Throughout elementary, junior high, and senior high school, my favorite subjects were science, mathematics, and music.
When did you begin studying the trumpet, and did you continue through high school?
I began studying the trumpet in the fourth grade. I actually began singing about 1 year earlier in the church and school settings. I played trumpet from the fourth grade through the 11th grade.
Did you do well in math and science in elementary, middle school, and high school?
Generally speaking, yes. My grades at Deschler suffered some because of a lack of study, but I did well in placement tests. My grades came up at Ashland, enabling me to receive a full tuition scholarship to college.
Were there any teachers that inspired you in elementary, middle school, or high school?
Mr. Tony Roberts, my band director at Deschler and also a trumpet player, inspired me on trumpet when he would occasionally highlight our concerts with a beautiful ballad or jazz tune. Mr. King, my first teacher and elementary school band director, encouraged me early on when I wanted to quit because I could not play a particular phrase in one breath as he asked. He encouraged me by telling me through my mother that I was his best student. My most inspiring academic teacher was Major John Tilton, a former World War II B-17 bomber pilot who inspired me regarding life principles, duties, and motivation.
Jerry, did you receive any honors or awards in elementary school, middle school, and high school?
I placed high on a regional math competition in the eighth grade, and also received honors in regional solo and ensemble competitions.
How did studying the trumpet help you in school?
Studying the trumpet helped in many ways, not only including the development of discipline, cooperation, and teamwork, but also motivation, concentration, and self-esteem, and providing stimulation for both intellectual achievement and appreciation of the arts.
Where did you go to university and graduate school, and what was your major and minor?
I received a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics with a minor in Physics in 1969 from Capital University in Bexley, Ohio. I then received a Master of Science in Applied Mathematics in 1972 from Michigan State University in East Lansing, Michigan. More recently, I have also earned about 60 semester hours of graduate credit in computational mathematics, computer science, and engineering from Old Dominion University.
Jerry, did you play your trumpet in the university and graduate school?
I actually stopped playing the trumpet in the 12th grade and did not return to playing until 1986. That's a 23-year hiatus. However, during that time period and through to the present, I began to sing as a first tenor.
What jobs did you have in the Navy and graduate school, and what kind of problems did you solve?
My professional life began as a computer programmer in the Navy. Then, after graduate school, I had worked in various capacities as a software and research engineer, initially in support of the U.S. Department of Defense, and then primarily as a contractor for the NASA Langley Research Center. My last 14 years were with the National Institute of Aerospace in support of aeroacoustics research.
Jerry, how did playing the trumpet help you in your work?
Success in research depends on vision and creativity, diligence, and embracing of challenge, and collaboration with colleagues. These attributes, I believe, are also required by and developed through playing an instrument. Hearing of the significant documented correlation between music and mathematics, I surveyed my colleagues at Computer Sciences Corporation in the 1990s and found that about 40% of those 55 individuals were also practicing musicians.
How many years did you play in the Christopher Newport Orchestra, the Peninsula Concert Band, and in the York River Symphony Orchestra?
I played with the Christopher Newport Orchestra during the early development of its music program, first under you, Dr. Frank, and later under Leslie Stewart and Arbordale. I have been playing with the Peninsula Concert Band continuously for 32 years and have been playing with the York River Symphony Orchestra for the last 5 years.
Thank you, Gerald Jerry Plastman, for sharing your important work as a mathematician, computer scientist, engineer, modeler, and musician with our radio show audience.
You're very welcome. Thank you.